All right, why don't we move along? It's crunch time. It's a Tuesday. We always like to wrap with the SMH segment. So you up for leading off?
I mean, we can't do the what are you doing sound effect right now.
What are you doing?
Yeah, so Nick's going to do it.
Nick's it.
Okay, to the NFL franchise in Washington, D.C., I ask.
What are you doing?
Oh, I like this a whole bunch. This is really a good idea. I say this on behalf of everyone who bets on football games. Now, I am not one of those people because I don't have that kind of disposable income. And I say disposable because that's exactly what happened to everyone who not only bet on the money line, but also bet on the under for the game last night between Washington and KC. It's an all-time bad beat. So the over-under going into the game was 48.5. The line had the Chiefs at a 7-point favorite. So the Chiefs hitting that field goal with just a few seconds left had everybody feeling pretty good about life. Total score was 43. Chiefs led by 3, only a few seconds left. So there's no way Washington was going to make some sort of miraculous Hail Mary for 90 yards to win it all. Oh, but that didn't mean they weren't going to try. And just like everything else that franchise does, they failed in the most epic way possible. 2 fumbles that led to Justin Houston recovering it for a touchdown, which, you guessed it, gave us the over at 49 and the cover as well. Scott Van Pelt does his bad beats every time they come up. This one goes in the Hall of Fame as we ask.
What are you doing?
I like this so much.
To the powers that be at Youngstown State, I ask.
What are you doing?
So word came down today that scumbag Malik Richmond, a convicted rapist from the horrific crimes committed at Steubenville on that August night 5 years ago, where multiple players gang-raped publicly an incapacitated young woman. Then the lowlifes posted the video. He was convicted, served less than a year because of his age, but the Slimes sued for the right to play, even though they should all still be in jail. Lawyers representing he and the school came to an agreement today, and his dirtbag lawyer argued he should be allowed to play as long as he followed school rules and he's in good standing. And he's been publicly supported by school president Jim Tressel and coach Bo Pelini, 2 other disgusting people. And by the way, his guilt in the case, not disputed. The evidence revealed he penetrated the girl while she was unconscious. Proud day for Youngstown football, as we ask.
What are you doing?
You're just going to switch it up.
We get different variations.
Wow, this is actually a really good idea. It means more work for Nick, too. To Dean Spanos, I ask.
What are you doing?
Every chance I get, I'm going to take a run at this loser for moving the Chargers from San Diego to L.A. So the Chargers still struggling to win games, still struggling to get people in Los Angeles to watch them on TV, and they're still struggling to get people to even come close to filling the 25,000-seat soccer stadium the L.A. Galaxy play in. And now Spanos is struggling to keep former Chargers fans from flying banners around the 25,000-seat soccer stadium. The most recent one said, "Worst owner in sports? Dean Spanos. Pay your rent!" Exclamation point. And another one said, "Free the Chargers. Bring them back to SD. Hashtag," it actually had the hashtag, "Spanos sucks." So Spanos called the FAA to try to get them to place a temporary ban on flying over the StubHub Center during game days. The thing is, the FAA only grants that to stadiums that seat 30,000 people or more, which it does not. It seats 25,000. Spanos has been calling it an intimate gaming experience for fans. That only works if you sell all of the seats, Dean. Hashtag Spanos sucks, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I get this guy has a tendency to show up here, but for LeVar Ball, I ask.
What are you doing?
He's back.
With Lonzo in the NBA, it appeared his 15 minutes were up. He was having none of that.
No, sir.
So he decided to remove his next in line, LaMelo, from his public high school to be homeschooled. Says, no more distractions. Like what? Normalcy? Continued success? Having a childhood without dad so far up his rear end, he begins to look like Todd Marinovich? One never knows. This just sounds bad. His high school, Chino Hills, hired a new coach, and LeVar the blowhard doesn't like him, as he said, one bit. And his other concerning quote, LaMelo's on track for UCLA. He don't have to be dealing with those knuckleheads. I'm not letting them mess with his head anymore. Why is it those who need the self-awareness don't get irony, as we ask?
What are you doing?
Teachers? He doesn't want teachers messing with his head anymore?
Coaches, teachers, people.
Wait a minute.
classmates. It's a terrible thing to go through.
He actually might be the worst.
Yeah.
To the four officials in the soccer match between N'Cholo United and Chipita United in Malawi, South Africa, I ask.
What are you doing?
Bit of a deep cut, but I think it's worth it. So, match fixing. There's a proper way to do it. You pay money, make some bogus calls, and ensure the people giving you the money get what they want. Well, the four officials kind of missed that lesson in criminal school. So, N'Cholo United really wanted to beat Chitipa, so they decided to pay the four officials $5 each to fix the match. $5 might not seem like a lot, but have you ever heard of N'Cholo or Chipita before? Chitipa? Yeah, that's right. Before, no. So it's supply and demand. However, the big problem arose when the final score ended up being a 1-1 draw, and then the fact that N'Cholo ended up losing in a penalty shootout. So what do you do when you bribe someone to do something and they fail? Naturally, you ask for your money back. But the officials had apparently already spent five of the $20, so all they had left was 15. Obviously upset, the people who bribed them went to the police to report them. So all four officials got lifetime bans, and now there is a case pending against the team. Guys, it sounds like you need a lesson in cheating. Luckily, there's a guy in the news in Louisville who can help you out.
Yeah.
As we ask.
What are you doing?
To the Pac-12 sheriffs, I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm all about safety, player safety, targeting, blows to the head, neck, going for the knees, defenseless players, and fans for sure. In baseball, the debate about extending nets is moronic. It has to happen. But this $25,000 fine against Washington State because the fans rushed the field after knocking off USC and their biggest home win in 15 years is nuts. They mentioned an injured fan. Yeah, a Washington State fan who was deliberately run into by a USC player. Instead of wasting time with a window dressing penalty, clean up the tape, get the Trojan, who absolutely drilled the young fan out there deliberately.
Yes, ridiculous.
Out of frustration or basic scumbaggery. You represent institutes of higher learning. Do some learning. Do some research. Do some fact-finding. Dole out the proper punishment. Not some knee-jerk idiocy, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I didn't realize the variety we can get in what are you doing.
It's a beautiful,
that's a beautiful
thing. It's a beautiful
thing,
yeah.